Relations between Russia and Australia hit a new low this week, sparked by a war of words over the downing of MH17 back in July. As we've been reporting this week, the Prime Minister has set the scene for a fiery G20 next month by threatening to shirt front Vladimir Putin for what he claims was the murder of 38 Australians on board the plane by Russian-backed rebels. Tensions have been further inflamed over recent days by the pro-Kremlin news outlet Pravda, which published two incendiary opinion pieces which described Tony Abbott as rude, insulting, arrogant and downright nasty. Well, the author of those opinion pieces was the Pravda editor Timothy Bancroft Hinchy, who went to ground as the furor erupted and sparked international headlines. But our political editor Alison Carabine managed to track him down in Portugal.
Timothy Bancroft Hinchy, welcome to Australian Radio.
Thank you. Good morning.
You've now written two very colourful and somewhat disparaging opinion pieces about the Australian Prime Minister. Can I ask, what inspired you to do that?
Well, I mean, you know, the point is that I'm paid to write editorial pieces for Pravda. And when you have a head of government of another country blaming the head of state of the country one of whose newspapers you write for the murder of Australian citizens and saying he's going to confront him with that. And then, you know, 24 hours later saying he's going to shirt front him. I think that deserves a comment in an opinion piece.
Well, Tony Abbott didn't personally blame Vladimir Putin, but he has said quite emphatically that 38 Australians were murdered by Russian-backed rebels. So that's...
Well, he said he was going to confront President Putin with that. So, I mean, that's the first point, you see. So if it was Russian-backed rebels, then what's the connection between those and President Putin? I mean, what President Putin might want to say, OK, Mr. Abbott, so do you deny that there are Australians fighting for Islamic State? To which Mr. Abbott would say, no, there are. So Mr. Putin could say, OK, then, so you're responsible for the murder of the journalists who were decapitated, or if you're not, then the Australians are. I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
To be fair, the Australian government readily admits and is taking action against these foreign fighters who are fighting with jihadists. They're not trying
because
to cover it up.
Because they've got nothing to do with Australia, right?
No, they do have something to do with Australia, but there's no cover-up.
The government isn't supporting them.
Certainly not.
Right, well, there we are, you see. Neither is the Russian government supporting the Ukrainian Russian-speaking rebels in southeast Ukraine.
Well,
blaming Russia and Putin for something that might have happened or might not have happened is something else. And let's also entertain the notion that there is an investigation and that has to run. And after the investigation is completed, then we can do the blame game.
Now, apart from Tony Abbott's infamous shirt front comment, how much do you actually know about our Prime Minister?
I've never been to Australia. I have family there. I've got no idea about Mr. Abbott's internal policies, and I've got no intention of commenting on them because I'm not Australian. I've never been there, and that wasn't the focus of my piece anyway. So,
and then what is your understanding of what a shirt front is? Have you
ever
heard that?
Well, I know what a shirt front is.
Okay, you heard that expression before?
Well, I know what it is because I've been trying to explain it to my Russian colleagues for the last 72 hours, and in great difficulty because there isn't a Russian translation for it. It's a rugby, an Australian football tackle, isn't it?
Australian rules, that's right.
Yeah, that's right, where you knock somebody to the ground using your chest. Okay, I mean, obviously, Abbott didn't mean that in a physical way, I suppose, but he shouldn't have said it, should he, in his position? When you get to be head of government, you're supposed to choose your words, you know, a tad more carefully, I think.
And were you told what to write or encouraged by anyone to take the strong line that you have?
As a matter of fact, no, I wasn't. But no, there's no censorship whatsoever. I can write what I like, when, where and how.
Yeah, Pravda often, but not always, reflects the views of the Kremlin. Is this an example of Pravda trying to curry favour in Moscow?
No, it's an editorial piece. It's in the opinion section. It's it's what I felt, what I wanted to write. It's got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with anybody else.
Now, just some of your descriptors of Tony Abbott: arrogant, incompetent, rude, insulting, despicable, uncouth, a loutish oaf. You've even suggested he could be charged with criminal intent and incitement to violence. Now, your criticism is somewhat over the top. It's kind of cartoonish. Sounds like you might have a chip on your shoulder about Australia and the Prime Minister.
No, not really. I wouldn't say it's over the top. I'd just say it's exactly what I feel. In fact, I could have gone further, because I really don't think a head of state should be acting in that way. To be honest, in a lot of countries, he'd have been out on his backside within 5 minutes after saying that. I've got nothing against him personally, because I don't know him. But the onus I have from the many emails I've received is he doesn't seem that popular, or certainly less popular than President Putin is in the Russian Federation.
You're a fan of President...
I've got nothing whatsoever against Australia. I think, I don't know if you've read my comments on the Australian MasterChef.
I know you're a fan.
Yeah.
What else do you like?
I'm a great fan. I think it's great. And I think it reflects who and what the Australian people are. And that's been backed up in the last 48 hours by about 250 emails I've received from Australians. I'd say 85% of which have been extremely affable. I've had about 10% of those have been backing up Mr. Abbott, but in a respectful way, and saying they have issues with Russia and so on, but they'd like to hear all sides of the argument, and, you know, being very friendly. You get your 5% who say you're an arse, often spelled A-R-C-E, and your is spelled Y-O-U-R, but you get them everywhere, don't you?
What's intriguing about you, Timothy, is that I've tracked you down in Portugal. You're an Englishman in Portugal writing opinion pieces about Australia for a Russian newspaper.
Oh, really?
How does that make you well-placed to make informed comment about the leader of another country that you've never visited, let alone pass such harsh judgment?
Which country have I not visited?
Well, you said to me that you had not visited Australia.
Yes.
Why are you an authority? Why can you pass such judgment on the Australian Prime Minister?
Well, and let's get the facts first. An Englishman in Portugal? Well, I'm in Portugal at the moment because I'm visiting my son. I think I said that. My permanent address is in Moscow and in Brazil. So, and what's this about being an Englishman? Because I have Portuguese and Brazilian passports.
Are you an Englishman?
Well, which passport do you want me to choose?
Okay, so you're a man of many passports.
Now, what right do I have to speak about Australia and the fact that I'm an editorial writer of one of the Russian newspapers, and the Russian head of state is Vladimir Putin, and somebody made a sort of, you know, silly comments about him being responsible for Australian deaths and this, that, and the other, and said he was going to shirt front him. So I think that qualifies me to write. Plus, also my history of writing for the Russian press, which is, you know, pretty long, really.
And if indeed Vladimir Putin comes to Australia next month for the G20, it's still a little unclear whether that will happen. How do you think the Russian president will approach the Prime Minister? How will he handle this situation?
Well, I mean, what I can say is what everybody knows. He's a highly professional person. He's a very nice man.
Vladimir Putin?
Yes, he is a very nice man. He's very pleasant. He's very well informed, highly focused, very professional.
You do sound like an apologist for Vladimir Putin.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, let's face it, what's his popularity rating in the Russian Federation?
Well, according to one of your pieces, 90%.
Plus, yeah.
Does that make him a good human being?
Well, I'm not saying that makes him a good human being. That makes him a very popular president, I would say that. One thing is being a human being, the other thing is being a president. But if Russian people vote for him, and if Russian people have a 90% approval rating, who's anybody else to say that he's anything but an excellent leader and the right man in the right place at the right time? Yeah.
And can we expect any further missives from your rather poisoned pen about Tony Abbott?
I don't want to flog a dead horse. If Mr. Abbott says anything else, I might write something. But what he has done, it's brought me into contact with Australia and the Australians, and I like very much what I see. I think I've come in contact with some splendid people. People are very friendly in general. They, you know, they write to you saying, "Hi, mate, how you doing?" It's the type of place you feel you can go to and have a few beers and hang out with the guys and have a good time.
Timothy Bancroft-Hinchy, thank you for joining RN Breakfast.
Have a good day, all of you down there. And one of these days, hope to get down there to see you all.
Maybe we will. Tabaric Timothy Bancroft-Hinchy, editorial writer for Pravda, big MasterChef fan as well, Australian MasterChef, speaking with Alison Carabine. He was speaking from Portugal.